Pray. Ama namin Diyos na makapangyarihan sa lahat, we pray na tulungan niyo kami sa umagang ito na matuto po sa inyo pong salita as we study the life of Paul. We pray na bigyan niyo kami ng kaunawaan at may-apply namin ang aming matututunan sa aming pong mga buhay. We pray na tulungan niyo kami. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so we have an assignment for two of them. Two of you. Okay, ikaw muna, Chan. Can you name verses in the Bible that proves that Jesus is the Christ?
Matthew 16:16 says, "And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Peres did to sa Mark 8:29, Luke 9:29. He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Peter answering said, "The Christ of God." And then and samayano po. John 11:27. He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." And sa Philippians 2:5, "Let this be mine be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Siyempre din po, kailangan po natin, as a Christian, lumakad tayo. Sabi sa 1 John 2:6, "He that said he abided in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked."
Okay, thank you, Cham. Okay, so si Mikey, mamaya na lang. Okay, so continue tayo ng ating pag-aaral about the life of Paul. So, we know that how many years, you cannot block it. How many years ang naging early ministry ni Paul? So, we know last week that it's total of 14 years. So, like I mentioned, we are not dogmatic about the years and the dates because we are just estimating. So we can put na ang early ministry ni Apostle Paul ay tumakbo siya ng 14 na taon. And alam natin na yung mga lugar na pinuntahan niya ay mula sa Damascus, and then Arabia, and then he went back to Damascus. And then after noon, he went to Jerusalem and to Tarsus. Yung Tarsus na yun, nagbahagi ng pag-i-stay sa Tarsus, nagpunta din siya ng Syria and Cilicia. Ano yung Syria and Cilicia? Those are the Roman provinces of Rome, Roman provinces ng Cilicia and ng Syria. And pagkatapos dito, he went to Antioch, Jerusalem, and Antioch. Ito yung mga places na makikita natin sa Bible na mga pinuntahan ni Apostle Paul nung kanyang 14 na ministry pagkatapos ng massive. Now, quick review tayo. Can you name some of the things that Paul did in Damascus, Arabia, in Damascus? Yes, Joe?
He preached, and then he picked that way he went to Arabia. He worked, and then he came back and taught.
In Damascus. Okay, so yun yung nakita natin. So we understand na save si Paul, going back sa ating map, na save me si Paul, ay hindi siya may, I'll try to make it clearer. So, we understand na in Acts chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, magkaroon tayo ng review. In Acts chapter 9, verse 1, nandito si Paul sa Jerusalem, in our map. Ang purpose niya, papunta ng Damascus, here is Damascus, and what's the purpose of Paul in Acts 9:1? When he planned to go to Damascus from Jerusalem. William.
He's going to persecute the Christians in Damascus and bring them back.
Okay, so yun yung purpose niya. Ang layunin ni Paul, kaya siya pupunta doon, ay para i-persecute yung mga Christians. So, and on his way to Damascus in Acts 9, what happened? Habang naglalakbay si Paul, papunta ng Damascus, ano nangyari, Mighty? Ano yung nakita niya kakaiba sa paglalakbay niya sa Damascus? Anong nangyari? What is the significant event that happened when he traveled to Damascus? Natatandaan nyo? Chum or Mikey?
Yes. Nakasalubong si Ananias.
No, hindi niya nakasalubong si Ananias. Ano yung nakita niya ng tanghaling tapat? Na yung mga kasama niya, hindi nakita, hindi napakinggan, pero siya napakinggan at nakita niya. Ha? Yes, we have.
He saw a light from heaven, and Jesus saying, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Okay, so yun ang nakita in Acts 9. Unang bahagi ng Acts 9, na-save si Paul. In a short explanation, Paul got saved. Nakita niya yung light, napakinggan niya yung voice ng ating Panginoon sa Kristo, and he got saved. Now, what happened? Ditong bahagi siya, malapit na siya sa Damascus, near Damascus yung event na yun. So from Jerusalem, dito siya dumaan, probably in Perea, and when he was near in Damascus, he got converted. Now, what happened in Damascus? Who's the one he met? Cham, nagbanggit mo kanina. Si Ananias. So, what are the details that we can say about Ananias? Ano ang masasabi natin patungkol kay Ananias? Yes, Joe?
He was probably the pastor of the church in Damascus.
Yeah, tama. So probably, he is the pastor ng church of Damascus for the reason na siya yung kinausap ng Panginoon sa Kristo. He is the contact person ng church of Damascus. And we know na mayroong church at Damascus because there's a baptism happening there and there are believers there, there are disciples there. So we can assume na mayroong church ang Damascus. Now, question. After mag-save ni Paul, who baptized Paul? Sino nag-baptismo kay Paul? Si Ananias. And he became member of what church? Damascus Baptist Church. Naging member siya ng church at Damascus. Now, we understand na pagkatapos niyang masave, nangaral kagad siya ng mensahe sa pangalan ng ating Panginoon sa Kristo. And after for a while, he went to Arabia here. Ito yung Arabia, ito yung Damascus, ito yung Arabia. Now, ilang taon nag-stay si Paul sa Arabia? How many years did Paul stay in Arabia? Estimate approximately how many years? Yes, William. 2 years. So, approximately 2 years. And there are two assumption sa pagpunta niya sa Arabia. Now, the thing is, the Bible didn't mention why Paul went there. So, what we can just do is to have a biblical assumption. So, there are assumption. Una, probably nag-preach siya doon. And of course, we know Paul, he would preach in Arabia. And also, we can assume that he studied there. And at the time na bumalik siya sa Damascus, when he went to Damascus, ang sabi ng Acts 9:22, but Saul increased the more in his strength. Meaning, after ng kanyang strength sa Damascus, nagkaroon siya ng more ability to preach the Lord Jesus Christ. And then what happened? When he went back from Arabia to Damascus, what happened? When he continually preached sa mga Hudyo at sa governor. Anong nangyari? Anong naging, what's the reaction of the people at Damascus? Yes, Joe?
They were shocked.
And shocked? And what else? What did they do to Paul? What did they do? Did they accept Paul? Meaning, oh Paul, I will listen to your preaching and go to our house. Yung ba ang ginawa ng mga tao? What did they do to Paul? Yes, William?
They
didn't, and in a way, they plotted to kill Paul. And what they do, the governor and the Jews blockaded all the entrances and exit of that city because ang Damascus is a walled city. Meaning, mayroong mga gates na doon ka lang lalabas. What did the disciple and brethren at Damascus Church did to Apostle Paul to help him to escape? Yes, Joe?
They let him down by a basket.
Yeah, the basket at nakaalis siya. And doon natapos yung early, yung first part ng early ministry ni Paul. Now, yon ay approximately 3 years na nangyari. 3 years na nangyari. 2 years, Arabia, Damascus, probably months or weeks lamang. We don't know. And then, after noon, matagal siya, around a year siya nag-spend sa Damascus. Yes, question.
Is this chart all assumption? Like, is this just a sin that it was 14 years?
Yeah, there are things here that we can have evidence from the scripture. For example, we know that this span is 3 years because Paul said in Galatians. And we can say here that this period is 1 year because Luke said so. So there are things there that are mentioned in the Bible that we're sure, but some of them are not really accurate in a way that we are dogmatically sure. So, but some of them, for example, Acts 11 mentioned that Paul stayed for 1 year here. So we're sure that's 1 year. So Paul said that he spent from this to this for 3 years. So we're sure about that. So there are part that we are 100% sure because the scripture said so, but some of them we are not really sure. So ito yung chart. And by the way, there are many opinions about this timeline. It varies from different commentaries. So for now, what we are going to hold is this assumption. Question, does it make any change or significant change if we believe that it is 10 years or 11 years? Does it matter? Does it really matter? Kung halimbawa, sinabi natin 10 years, pero sabi ng iba, 11 years. Meron bang significant effect yon or just a minor thing? It's just a minor thing. So we don't value it na parang dapat 10 years. Dapat, it should be 10 years. You know? We don't do that. We just give these numbers in order for us to have a good grasp na ganito pala kahaba. Around this time pala naging stay ni Paul. So that's the only purpose. So natapos na tayo sa part na to. Now, natapos tayo na nasa Paul ay nasa Damascus. Actually, nasa labas na siya ng Damascus. Outside Damascus because of the persecution. And we're going to continue there. Now, in our today's lesson, we're going to discuss this part of the timeline of our chart. Jerusalem and Tarsus. So, around 10 years and more. Around 10 years and more. So, geography, pag-aaralan natin today, yung naging, wala na dito siya, pumunta siya sa Jerusalem at pumunta siya sa Tarsus. Around here, ito yung Cilicia, ito yung Syria. Yun ang pag-aaralan natin today. So, sa para meron kayong visualization. Now, question. Saan parte ng what province Tarsus belongs? Joe?
Sicilia?
No.
Cilicia.
Sicilia is somewhere here, remember? So, yun ang pag-aaralan natin today. Now, I'll open the light. So, okay, we're going back there later on. Now, after escaping from a plot to kill him in Damascus, Paul traveled to Jerusalem to meet Peter. Go over in Galatians 1:18. Now, one question, why Paul went to Jerusalem after escaping from Damascus? He could probably go back to Tarsus immediately. But Paul said in Galatians 1:18, Joe, can you read Galatians 1:18?
Galatians 1:18. But after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and above him for 15 days.
Okay, this is what I mentioned a while ago. We see that it was 3 years. After 3 years, he went back to Jerusalem. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Mula nung pumunta siya, from the time he went to Damascus to persecute the church, after 3 years, Paul said, after 3 years that I left Jerusalem to persecute the brethren, the disciples at Damascus, after 3 years, I went back to Jerusalem. So, yun yung mga verse na we can say that it's 3 years. And there are passages that we can see that he spent 2 years in Arabia. So we can have a good assumption there because of these verses. Now, pero ang focus natin dito, Paul said here that I went up to Jerusalem to see whom?
Peter.
To see Peter and abode with him 15 days. So mayroon na namang time. So around 15 days, tandaan nyo, 15 days lang nag-stay si Paul. Kaya mag-doon sa ating chart, medyo maliit lang yung chart ng Jerusalem. Because it's around 15 days lang siya nag-stay there. Now, what did he do? It is first return to Jerusalem after his conversion. So, ito yung unang bahagi ng pagbalik niya sa Jerusalem pagkatapos niyang maligtas. And he spent there 15 days according to Galatians 1:18. Now, after niyang makita si Peter, going back in Acts 9:26, there is a purpose that Paul did when he went to Jerusalem. Sister Mikey, can you read Acts 9:26? Merong naging purpose pa si Paul bakit siya pumalik sa Jerusalem. Ano yung ginawa niya? In Acts 9:26.
And when Saul was came to Jerusalem, he asked to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was disciple.
Okay, so what Paul did is he presented himself for membership in the church at Jerusalem, but they were afraid of him and believing he was a true disciple. He was not a true disciple. Now remember, in our timeline, what is the first church where Paul belonged? Sa ating, sa life ni Paul, saan siya unang naging membro ng simbahan? Damascus Church. Damascus Baptist Church. And we believe and we assume when he went to Arabia, now, I have a question for you. Do you think Paul would just sit there alone out of the wilderness or he will join a church there? What assumption are you going to have? Sa tingin nyo, si Paul kaya, nung pumunta siya sa Arabia, na doon na kaya siya sa wilderness ng Arabia at nagkulong sa kanyang tent at na doon lang siya? Or we assume na siya ay naging member ng isang church sa Arabia. What assumption are you going to believe? Now, una, sino, taas ang kamay, magsasabi na Paul, raise your hand if you assume that Paul sit there in the wilderness alone. You assume like that. Or, who else, who from you believe that Paul joined a church there? Oh, 3:1. Now, my question is, for three of you, why do you assume that? Why do you come up with that biblical assumption? Bakit natin na-assume na Paul? Una, two assumption. First assumption is there's a church in Arabia. The second assumption is Paul joined that church. Why?
Because that's the Lord's will for every Christian.
Yeah, because that is the Lord's will to every Christian. And we don't believe that Paul would just sit there out of the wilderness alone and he will not do the Lord's will in that time. Because in this dispensation, until enough our dispensation, the Lord's will is through the local church. So we believe na because Paul knows the value and the importance of a church, he will not go there without a church. So we have that assumption because of the biblical truths that we know, and we after knowing Paul, we know na merong church there because Paul would not go there alone without any church. He cannot do study, he cannot do preaching outside the church. So those are our assumptions. So now we assume na naging member siya, na we believe because the verse said so. He became part of the church at Damascus. And we assume na naging part siya ng church at Arabia. And here, in Jerusalem, in his 15-day stay in Jerusalem, Luke said in Acts 9:26, he wants to be part or to join his membership at the church at Jerusalem. Sabi ni Luke, he essayed to join himself. Sabi doon, ginusto niya o pinilingan niya na maging member ng Jerusalem Baptist Church. Now, ang question, are the Jerusalem Church will openly accept him or no? Sa tingin mo, Joe, what's your opinion?
No.
Why?
Because they didn't believe that he was converted.
Yeah, he so didn't believe. What is the previous experience of the church at Jerusalem with Paul?
That Paul
was
persecuted,
yeah.
That he made him scared.
Yeah. So imagine, we are a Jerusalem Baptist Church. And then Paul went here and said, hey, I want to join your church. But 3 years ago, you're the one persecuting us. Mm-hmm. So it's ironic. That's why the reaction of the church at Jerusalem, no, hindi namin katatanggapin kasi we don't believe that you are a disciple. And what happened here, the church voted no No, we cannot accept you into the membership because you are not considered to be a disciple. No, what happened here in verse number 27? Cham, can you read Acts 9:27?
But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly in Damascus in the name of Jesus.
Now, there's a character that appears here, which is Barnabas. A little background about Barnabas. Si Barnabas, siya ay native of Cyprus. Now, saan yung Cyprus? Can you describe where Cyprus is?
Malapit sa Jerusalem.
Malapit sa Jerusalem? Anong klaseng lugar siya? Siya ay nasa bulong bundukin ba? O nasa dagat siya?
Sa dagat.
So in our map, this is Cyprus. Roman province of Cyprus. So si Barnabas, taga Cyprus daw siya. Now that's very important because in the first missionary, Paul and Barnabas, they went here. Very important. Now, si Barnabas, background about Barnabas, in Acts 4, you can read that he possessed the land and he generously disposed or give it to the church in Acts 4, 36 and 37. That's the background of Barnabas. He is a member of the church at Jerusalem. And what Barnabas said, he took Paul to the apostle and explained how he had seen the Lord on the road to Damascus, and then how Paul preached boldly in Jesus' name there. So what happened is, imagine ninyo, Paul went here. And Paul said, hey, I want to join your church. Of course, tayo, we don't accept him because we know last 3 years ago, he's the one persecuting us. He's the one imprisoning us. So, but there's a guy in the church that said, wait, Paul, come here. Let's go to the apostles. Si kina Peter and John and James, probably Peter and James was there. And what Barnabas said, no, this is the thing. I know Paul on how he got converted on the road to Damascus and how he preached boldly in Damascus. So what anong ginawa ni Damascus? In a short, sa madaling salita, nagbigay ng evidence si Barnabas that Paul is now a disciple by giving his conversion experience and by telling his preaching ministry in Damascus. In short word, Barnabas gave evidences of Paul being a real disciple. So that's what happened. Binigay niyang evidence yung kanyang conversion experience and then yung kanyang preaching ministry at Damascus. And because of that, the church at Jerusalem reversed of its vote after Barnabas commended Paul as a disciple. And now Paul became a member of the church at Jerusalem. So, if we're going track sa buhay ni Paul, anong church ang una niyang naging member of? Damascus, Arabia. And now he is now a member of a church at Jerusalem. So he's a member of a church at Jerusalem. Of course, before I thought na si Paul ay naging member lang ng church at Antioch kasi yun yung pinaka-main ng buhay niya. Pero in our study, we see that Paul became a member of a church of the church at Jerusalem as well. So what happened next in Acts 9:29? William, can you read it? Acts 9:29.
He spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him.
Okay, so during the 15-day stay, tandaan yung 15-day lang siya nag-stay sa Jerusalem, Paul did is he stayed with the disciple because he became a member of the church. His ministry is speaking boldly in the name of the Lord, and he disputed with the Grecian who plotted to kill him. Now, sino yung mga Grecian na to? Yung mga Grecian, that's the term that Luke used, that in the old time used for the Greek-speaking Jews. Halimbawa, you are a Jew, but you can speak Greek. You are called a Grecian. Those are the Greek-speaking Jews. And what Paul did is he preached the name in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in Jerusalem, and he disputed against the Grecians, meaning debated about the Lord Jesus Christ. And what happened is, because of that, they plotted, the Grecian in Jerusalem plotted to kill Paul. Now, probably dito nyo makikita, is Paul a strong preacher or he is just a slight preacher about the sin of the people? Si Paul kaya ay parang mangangaral na parang mild lang, na hindi niya binabanggit yung kasalanan ng tao, kaya walang tao nagagalit sa kanya? Or Paul is a serious preacher about sin?
Serious.
Kasi, kung mapapansin nyo, why? Because of the reaction of the people. They get angry to the point that they want to kill Paul. In Damascus and even in Jerusalem, they want to kill Paul. Now, what happened here in Acts 22, because of the plan of the people, Joe, can you read Acts 22, verse 17 to 21? Acts 22, 17 to 21.
And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in the trance, and I saw them saying unto me, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning thee. And I said, Lord, they know that I am imprisoned in thee, in every synagogue, that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto them, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Now, itong Acts 22, this is the account of Luke of Paul's testimony when he got arrested in Jerusalem. So, nagbabanggit dito. Ang pagkakataon ito, si Pablo ay naaresto in the later part ng kanyang buhay at nagbibigay siya ng patotoo. And part of his testimony, he said, na during ng 15-day stay niya sa Jerusalem, the Lord appeared to him. So, and the Lord Jesus Christ said to him, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. Sabi ng Panginoong Jesucristo, Paul, alam ko nangangaral ka dito sa Jerusalem during your 15-day stay here. What I want you to do is to depart. Umalis ka dyan sa Jerusalem kasi hindi ka nila tatanggapin. Hindi nila papakinggan ang iyong pangangaral. At ang sabi ng verse 21, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Sabi ng Panginoon sa Kristo, Paul, umalis ka dyan kasi hindi ka niya papakinggan ng mga tao dyan. Umalis ka dahil ipapadala kita sa mga Gentiles, sa mga hindi Hudyo. So, dito natin makikita na when he preached to the Grecians and when the Grecian planned to kill him, the Lord Jesus Christ warned him about the danger in Jerusalem. So what happened here in Acts 9:30, Mikey, can you read Acts 9:30? Acts 9:30. What the church heard in Jerusalem, they heard that the Grecians and the Jews wants to kill Paul. So what the church did is, Paul, I heard the news, and probably we know na that the people are going to kill you. So what we are going to do is we are going to send you to Caesarea, and I will send you to Tarsus. The church at Jerusalem sent forth Paul to Tarsus. Now, ang Caesarea, ito yung Caesarea Maritima. Ito yung Jerusalem. Kaya sinabi siyang down to Caesarea kasi because of the elevation. Ang Jerusalem ay higher elevation compared to Caesarea Maritima. That's why the church said to Paul, "Paul, you go. We're going to send you forward to Tarsus." Now, ang naging daan, the way to go to Tarsus, they traveled by land. Paul traveled by land to Caesarea Maritima. Ito yung Caesarea Maritima, Caesarea, because ito ay port, seaport. And we know, because of this passage, Paul traveled by a ship. Sa gamit ang dagat, naglakbay si Paul from Caesarea Maritima to his hometown, Tarsus. Kasi dito ang sakaya ng barko. This is the seaport. So, now, one thing na gusto kong tandaan nyo dito is the church sent him. The church at Jerusalem sent him to Tarsus. Mapapansin nyo sa verse 30. And sent him forth to Tarsus. Sending away. Now, it is because of the persecution and the plot to kill him, but the thing here is, it was the church at Jerusalem who sent forth Paul. It's just like a missionary journey. Now, we know na ang first missionary journey ni Paul ay nanggaling sa Antioch. It came from Antioch. But here, we see na church at Jerusalem was involved in sending forth Paul to Tarsus. And dito, pagkadating ni Paul sa Tarsus, 10 years siya na nag-stay sa Tarsus. Now, ito yung tinatawag na 10 silent years of Apostle Paul. Now, question, when do you think Paul would just sit in his hometown and just relax for a whole 10 years? Or Paul would be involved in preaching the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, like what he did in Damascus and Jerusalem? So what's your assumption? Because the scripture is not very clear what Paul did during this 10-year stay in Tarsus. So what is your assumption about what Paul did for the whole 10 years, for one decade in Tarsus? Do you think Paul became a Roman athlete involved in sport, in politics? Or Paul continue serving the Lord there as he was sent forth by the Jerusalem Baptist Church? What's your assumption? Si my champ said to continue in the ministry. Others? Yeah, William.
He either started a church or became a member of one.
Yeah, so William said that he became part of a church or started the church there. How about two of you? That's your assumption, Joe. Do you think he just sit there and relax? Oh, it's a retirement.
Well,
the Jerusalem didn't accept me. Oh, I will just stay here in my hometown and relax. What do you think?
He gone for a little while into politics. He probably either started his own church or became a faithful member of church.
Okay. So just like what? Ikaw, Mikey, sa tingin mo, ano yung hula mo na ginawa ni Paul dito? So kaya ay nagpahinga lang or nagpatuloy siya sa church ministry? Yes, nagpatuloy siya sa church ministry. So, now, ano yung ginagawa natin? Now, the thing here is, now, listen to this, the thing here is, the Bible is not clear on what Paul did here. So, what we are going to do is, we get the biblical truths that we know. What are the biblical truths that we know? That church is important, that ministry is important, and Paul values that. Those are the truths that we know. And based on those truth, we come up with a biblical assumption. Right? So ito yung nangyari dito. Pero, there are evidences na makikita tayo. Now, we know na ang Tarsus, yun ay kanyang hometown. Remember? Saan pinanganak si Paul? When he got born? Tarsus. A city of, a nomen city. We understand that in our previous lesson. And now, the thing here is, go in Acts 26:20. This is very important na makita natin. Acts 26:20. Cham, can you read Acts 26:20?
God showed first unto them up Damascus at
and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, and do works meet for repentance.
Okay, this is very interesting. Remember, the church sent word Paul to Tarsus, but along the way, here is the coast of Acts 26:20 said, to the coast of Judea. Yung coast of Judea, ito siya. Yung Joppa, itong mga lugar na ito, yung coast. Pag sinabing coast, it's near the sea. So, it's very interesting. Habang naglalakbay si Paul from Jerusalem to Caesarea Maritima, and even in Caesarea Maritima, he continued preaching. Because sabi dito ni Paul, Acts 26:20, but show first unto them at Damascus, referring yung sa kanyang early life, and to Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea. So what we can know by this verse, when he went from Jerusalem going to Caesarea, he stopped by probably at Joppa. He stopped by Caesarea Maritima and all the coasts of this, preaching and doing the ministry. Now, so yun ang naging buhay ni Pablo. Now, sumakay na siya ng barko. He probably ride a big ship to go to Tarsus. And here in Galatians 1:21, William, can you read Galatians 1:21?
Afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia.
Okay, afterward, nandito na siya. He went to the region of Syria and Cilicia. Saan yun? Ito. Syria. Saan yung Cilicia? Ito. So meaning, we know by this verse, after he went to Tarsus because of the persecution in Jerusalem and because the church sent him forth, he went throughout all this region. Meaning, he didn't stay in Tarsus. During the 10-year stay, he didn't just sit at his home ng tahanan ng kanyang tatay at nanay to just sit there and relax.
Right.
He went to the region. It's a big region, province of Cilicia and Syria. And in Acts 15:41, Joe, can you read Acts 15:41?
Acts 15:41. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, the church.
Okay, this is very interesting. In the second missionary, Paul and Silas, he went to Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches, meaning strengthening the churches. Now, question, why there are churches in Syria and Cilicia? Why there is already churches there? Paul didn't go there in his first missionary journey. You cannot see that Paul went in those regions during his first missionary journey. But why, during the time ng second missionary journey, there are already churches in Syria and Cilicia? What's our assumption now? This is the biblical truth, and what's our assumption? What's our biblical assumption? Our biblical assumption in explaining why there are churches there is probably those are founded by Apostle Paul during his 10-year stay in Tarsus. Yes, Jeff?
I have a question. About confirming churches, did he plant any churches? Is it assumed that he planted any churches in Syria and Cilicia at this time?
No, the Greek word confirming is strengthening. Meaning it proves that the church is already there, and they just strengthen it, meaning to follow up in some way. But this verse says the church is already existed there. The churches already existed there. So what our assumption is, oh, that's a biblical truth, and we can assume na Paul probably established those churches. Now question, who sent forth Paul to do those work? Church at Jerusalem. So we've seen na, we know na ang first missionary journey ni Paul ay Antioch, pero we can have a biblical assumption na nagtayo si Paul ng mga churches sa Syria and Cilicia by the authority of the Church of Jerusalem. So those are the assumption. Now, what else? The length of his stay was probably 10 years. Paano natin nasabing 10 years? Going back in our chart, paano natin nasabing 10 years? Now, ito yung mga verses. Go over in Galatians 2:1. Galatians 2:1. Why did we come up with 10 years? Where did I stop? Ikaw na, no? Sige, Mikey, pakibasa ako.
Galatians 2:1. Then 14 years of prayer went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also.
Okay, 14 years after. Now, yung 14 years after, yun ay nagpapakumpol from the time that he left Jerusalem to persecute the believers at Damascus. 14 years after, I went back to Jerusalem. So yun yung tinutukoy dito ni Paul. What else? In Galatians 1:18. Champ, can you read Galatians 1:18?
Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days.
Yung 3 years after, ito yung stay ng Jerusalem niya dito. Ito yung Jerusalem. Stay na. Ito pa rin, ito yung Jerusalem na nag bumalik siya, 14 years. Ito yung 3 years after. Okay, so merong 14 minus 3, 11. Kasi yung 3 years, we come up na nag-stay siya sa Damascus, Arabia, and Damascus. Yun yung 3 years. And then merong nakitirang 11 years. Saan yung 11 years siya nag-stay? Go over sa Acts 11:26. William, can you read Acts 11:26?
And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church, and taught much people. And its disciples were called Christians first in Antioch.
Okay, so 11, doon, nabanggit doon na 1 year nag-stay si Paul sa Antioch. So 11 minus 1, we come up na yung remaining, ay yung 10 years. Saan natin ilalagay yung 10 years? Probably sa Tarsus. So that's why we come up. So yung mula dito, kasi ito yung Galatians 2:1 after 14 years. Actually, itong chart na to dapat, it should be here, yung 14 years. Not here. So just imagine, just remove this part. Kasi yung 14 years na tinutukoy ni Paul is from Antioch, from this part, when you left Jerusalem to persecute the church in Acts 9:1, up to this point is 14 years. When he went back. And we're going to study that next week. And we remove the 3 years stay in Arabia and Damascus, and we remove 1 year in Antioch, this is 1 year, we come up with 10 years. This is the 10 silent years of Apostle Paul in Syria and Cilicia. Now, go over in 2 Corinthians 11. Joe, can you read 2 Corinthians 11? This is quite long. 23 to 26. 2 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26.
2 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, in strengths above measure, in prisons, more frequent, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times received thankfully stripes, save 1. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwrecked, a night, day, and my identity. And the journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren.
Okay, now, if you study the life of Paul in light of the scripture, some of this hardship that Paul explained in this epistle are not mentioned by Luke. Meaning, yes, wait, hold on. Hindi nabanggit ni Luke at ng iba pang epistle ni Paul, yung mga hardship na to, kaysa saan nangyari to? Hindi yung mga stripes that Paul said that he received, he didn't, Paul Luke didn't mention that, or any other epistle, he didn't mention siya. So we believe that those hardship that are mentioned here, some of them and most of them, happened during the 10-year stay in Tarsus, in Syria and Cilicia. So Paul didn't relax there. He experienced hardship in the ministry. So, kasi for the reason na if we have a thorough study of the life of Paul, yung mga suffering that are mentioned here are not mentioned in other books. So we believe na dito siya nangyari sa 10-year stay niya sa Tarsus. So that's the stay at Tarsus. Yes, sir.
What's the meaning when it says, one day
I'm going to be I'll go back to you about that. Pero I think it's referring to his, when he suffered shipwreck. Because Paul suffered a lot of time shipwreck. And I believe this, it means that he stayed in the island without any rescue, something like that. So probably he's in the water alone, floating. So, but I'll go back to you to confirm that. But I think that's the answer on that. I'll confirm on you about that next week. So that is staying in Tarsus. Pretty tough experience. And we have assumption and start siya ng mga churches then. Now, application, ano yung matututunan natin sa buhay ni Pablo? Now, una, Paul knows the importance of being a member of a local church. Because of the persecution at Damascus, he cannot stay at Damascus and he cannot be part of the Damascus church anymore because the people of Damascus would kill him. And Paul would not live as a sole Christian. Alam ni Pablo ang importansya ng local church. Kasi, nung si Pablo ay pumunta sa Jerusalem, anong ginawa niya? Gusto niya maging membro ng church at Jerusalem. So, anong application natin dito? Church is very important. Bilang Kristiyano ng ating time right now, katulad ng time ni Pablo, we need to have to be part of a local church. Kasi, it's very important in our dispensation. Ang programa ng Panginoon in our time is through the local church. Ano pa? Yung Acts 9:26-27, kung paano si Paul ay ginusto niyang maging member ng church at Jerusalem, and how the church decide how, on what basis are we going to accept Paul? Is it because he is a wise? He is a well-known Pharisee? What is the basis? Ang basis nila ay kung siya ba ay disipulo o hindi. So, in Acts 9:26-27, we can use that as a biblical pattern how a transfer of membership could be done. First, what we can see there is it is the church who decide. The church said no first, but when they heard the testimony of Barnabas, the church decided, the whole church decided, we are going to accept them on the basis that Paul is truly a disciple of Christ. So that's what we see. Ano pa? Paul continued to preach boldly in the name of the Lord. Even merong persecution, even merong suffering, he continued preaching the disciple. Now, the other thing na makikita natin dito, he never considered what his former colleagues or friends might say to him. Alalahanin ninyo na 3 years niya pagka 3 years ago, sina Gamaliel, yung kanyang teacher sa law, yung mga kaibigan niyang Pharisees, yung mga colleagues niya na sumusuporta sa persecution niya sa church, ay mamimit niya again after 3 years. Now, question, what do you think that these people would say to Apostle Paul when they know that Paul became a Christian? They probably get angry, Paul. You are with us persecuting the church at Jerusalem 3 years ago, but why you're joining into the church now? So, but anuman ang sabihin ng mga tao kay Paul, he didn't consider that. He continued serving the Lord. And lastly, what is the Lord's commission to him, by the way, when he got saved? What are the two commissions? Remember yung commission? Yes, Joe.
To preach to the kings, Gentiles, and
Jews. And what else, the other thing?
To suffer for my sin.
Okay, so those are the two commissions that we saw last time. Now, question, did Paul fulfill that? We see that sa suffering niya sa Tarsus. He suffered a lot in Tarsus. And we see that he became a witness not only to the Jews in Jerusalem, but also to the Gentiles in Syria and Cilicia. And the kings, we'll see that later on. So do you have any question? That's the end of our lesson. Do you have any question? So, next week, pag-aaralan natin tong part na to. Kung paano siya nakapunta sa Antioch, pabalik sa Jerusalem, pabalik sa Antioch. So that's the last part, last installment na early ministry ni Apostle Paul. So, any question? Wala na. William, can you close us in prayer?
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to learn about the life of Paul in his early ministry, about 14 years, and I ask that you bless our worship of you today, and we thank you that Brother RJ is going to teach us about these things, and ask that you bless our day. Help us to honor you in Jesus' name.